In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. I want you to know that between the 7th and the 10th day of November, we have the Days of Glory. The Days of Glory. Many wonderful things happen during those 4 days. We praise the Lord for hours, and God comes with His Holy Spirit. Where is it going to be held? Crown Plaza Holiday Inn, 15 Middlesex Canal Park in Woburn. Oh yes, between the days of November 7th and 10th, 2019. And we are going to experience the power of the Lord, the power of His cross, the power of His resurrection. Oh yes, we are going to experience the Lord's presence, and that presence is for you. How you and I need the presence of God. How you and how I need the presence of God. We cannot live without the presence of God. I was once, as a deacon, got a telephone call of someone was at the door, and they were going to a help for the alcoholism. And I said, I'll take you to Quincy Hospital. And I did. But before he left, I said, let's pray. And we prayed. And he said, the presence is here. I said, yes. His name is Jesus. He gave his life for you. He rose from the dead. The presence is here. So between November 7th and 10th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th of November, we'll have days of glory. There will be praise and worship, teachings, and ministry, as well as activations. Praise and worship, teachings, and activations, and ministry. We will do what God wants us to do for those 4 days. God will be there. He arrives way before the first person arrives. He wants us to know, not to know in our head, but to know in our whole being that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Who else is going to be speaking? Maria Vadia, Patricia King, Sister Linda, Dr. Renee, Alan McKinley, Steve Mitchell, Michael McDuffie will be doing the music, and Michelle Akers. Oh yes, we need you to come and be bolstered up in your faith. We need you to come and be bolstered up in your faith between November 7th and 10th, Days of Glory. Days of Glory at the Crown Plaza Holiday Inn, 15 Middlesex Canal Park, Woburn, Massachusetts. Oh yes, how we need to be in the presence of God. How we need to have God touch us in a profound way. Oh yes, that's what it's all about. God touching His people in a profound way. I also want to tell you right now that you should not be celebrating Halloween. It is a pagan holiday. It is not a holiday of Christians. It is a pagan holiday, and it's all about darkness and death. Jesus came to give us light, and to give us more light, and to give us help, and give us more help, and give us your joy and more joy. On His night before He died, He said, my joy I leave with you. Do not celebrate Halloween. Do not celebrate the dark feast of the witches. Do not celebrate this experience. We will celebrate All Saints Day on November 1st, but nothing on October 31st, other than praying that God would send His Spirit upon us in a mighty way. I'm looking at the Bible, 18th chapter of John. After he had said this, after Pilate had said this, he went out to the Jews again and told them, I find no case against this man. That's Jesus. But you have a custom that I release someone for you at the Passover. Do you want me to release for you the King of the Jews? They shouted in reply, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a thief. He was a bandit. I tell you, Jesus Christ is Lord. And Pilate handed him over to be crucified. He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. That's what we remember. How sad. He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. 19th chapter of St. John. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The scourged marks were over 100 times, as it shows us in the burial cloth of Jesus. Over 100 times was he scourged. And the soldiers wove a crown of thorns and put it on his head and dressed him in purple cloak. What do you think it's all about? They were mocking Jesus. He's the April Fool. Crown of thorns, purple cloak. He's the April Fool. I don't celebrate April Fool's Day because it's all about Jesus. How they mocked him. How they mocked him. Do you mock Jesus? Do you use his holy name in vain? Ask forgiveness. Get to confession. Ask forgiveness. They kept coming up to him, Jesus, saying, Hail, King of the Jews, and striking him on the face. Imagine, the one who did miracles for them, the one who cast out demons for them, the one who spoke the word of God for them, they want his life. Pilate went out again and said to them, Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no case against him. Since he found no case against him, he should have released him. But no, he was afraid of the crowd. So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate said to them, Behold the man. When the chief priests and the police saw him, they shouted, Crucify him! Crucify him! Crucify him! Pilate said to them, Take him yourselves and crucify him. I find no case against him. Pilate had no spine, I'll tell you. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and according to that law, he ought to die, because he was claiming to be the Son of God. When he was claiming to be the Son of God, he is the Son of God. He was making himself equal to the Father. Oh, yes. That's why they crucified him. They couldn't come to faith. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Do you know that Jesus was sent from the Father? Do you know that he is the Son of God? He is the long-awaited Messiah, the long-awaited Christ. Oh, yes, that's who he is. And he has something in store for you. I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. When you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. Now, when Pilate heard this, he was more afraid. When he heard that he was the Son of God, more afraid than ever, he entered his headquarters again and asked Jesus, Where are you from? But Jesus gave him no answer. Where is Jesus from? From heaven, from the Father. And God sends his Son to redeem the world, through the cross of Jesus Christ, through the burial of Jesus Christ, and through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Pilate therefore said to Jesus, "Do you refuse to speak to me? Do you not know that I have power to release you and the power to crucify you?" Jesus answered Pilate, "You would have no power over me unless it had been given you from above. The only power you have over me has been given you from the Father. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin." That's Judas. Judas, who handed Jesus over to Pilate, is guilty of a greater sin. From then on, Pilate tried to release Jesus, but the Jews kept on crying out, "If you release this man, you are no friend of Caesar, the emperor. Everyone who claims to be a king sets himself against Caesar, the emperor." What do you claim about Jesus? What do you claim about Jesus? Do you claim that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Do you claim that he is the God's only begotten Son, Son of the Father from all eternity and before eternity? Oh, yes. When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus outside and sat on the judge's bench at the place called the Stone Pavement, or in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Oh, yes, if you want to read something, this is not like Harry Potter, which is a course in magic, but The Witch in the Witch in the Wardrobe. Read that by C.S. Lewis. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. We see that the lion represents Jesus, and he dies on the penned on the pavement. And you know what? He rises from the dead just like Jesus. I tell you how we need to read books like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. People say it's for kids. I tell you, it's not only for kids, it's for people, so that we might know that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that he is God, and that he is the Son of God. Now, it was the day of preparation for the Passover, and it was about noon. He said to the Jews, "Here is your king." They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" This is the one that healed the sick. Some of the same people are calling out to be crucified. How sick! They didn't remember that they were blind and now they see. They were deaf and now they hear. They didn't remember that they were the poor of Yahweh, who heard the word of God, who saw the multiplication of fish and loaves. "Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate asked them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar, the emperor." Who is your king? I tell you, my king is Jesus. He is the Lord. My king is the Lord Jesus Christ, who came from heaven, sent by the Father. He says, "No one who comes to me will I ever reject, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. To be crucified. He had the power to release him, but he didn't have the guts, didn't have the gumption to release Jesus. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. And so they took him to Golgotha. There they crucified Jesus, and with him two others, one on either side, and Jesus between them. Pilate also had an inscription written and put on the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." We write it I-N-R-I. I, Jesus, N of Nazareth, R, King, I, Jews. Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Many of the Jews read this inscription because the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city of Jerusalem. He died outside the walls of Jerusalem, and it was written in Hebrew, in Latin, and in Greek. Then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews.'" But this man said, "I am the King of the Jews." Pilate answered and said, "What I have written, I have written." When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts. Imagine, not even his clothes are sacred. How we need to know that Jesus became a slave for us so that we might become children of God. Jesus became a slave for us on the cross. For the word of God says, "Cursed is the man who dies upon a cross." He became a curse so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. Oh yes, that's why Paul persecuted Christians, because the Bible says, "Cursed is the man who dies on a tree." But I tell you, Paul learned that he became a curse so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. They also took his tunic. Now the tunic was seamless. Why does John tell us that? Because the high priest's tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for the tunic, to see who will get it." This was to fulfill what the scripture says, "They divided my clothes among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." Imagine, they just hate Jesus. And how can you hate Jesus after he did miracles? How can you hate Jesus after he rose from the dead? How can you hate Jesus that he died on the cross for love of us? How can you hate Jesus? I tell you, they hated him without a cause. And that is what the soldiers did. Meanwhile, standing neath the cross of Jesus was his mother. Remember what Simeon said, that a sword would pierce her heart, that the thoughts of many would be laid bare. And under the cross, a sword pierces the heart of Mary. It is the same sword spiritually that pierced the heart of Jesus. And this, he was his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and who else? Mary Magdalene. Oh, she knew, who had been freed from seven demons. She knew that her Lord was going to the cross, and she was disconsolate. Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved. Who's that? That's John, standing beside his mother. He said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." He says to us, "Behold your son, behold your mother." Oh yes, she is my mother too. She is my mother too. I tell you, if we want to accept this, we can. If we don't want to accept this, hang it on a hook. You'll come to it. Oh yes. And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. And we know that the disciple, John, was on the Isle of Patmos. And who was with him? The mother of Jesus, who was also John's mother. After this, when Jesus knew, what did he know? That all was now ended. He said, in order to fulfill the scripture, "I thirst." Do you know that Jesus thirsts for you? Do you know that he thirsts for you? That you would give him your life? Do you know that today? That Jesus thirsts for love of you? And he wants your love? And I don't understand it, that he would want my love. But that's what he thirsts for. Not only did he thirst for something to drink, but he thirsts for you. "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put it on a sponge full of wine on a branch of hyssop, and held it to his mouth. Then Jesus, after he received the wine, said, "It is finished. It is finished." I'm telling you right now, what you're going through, it is finished by the cross of Jesus Christ. It is finished. Whatever you need right now, it is finished by the cross of Jesus Christ. It is finished. Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Do you know that it is finished? Do you know that it is the finished work of Christ that we celebrate? Do you know that I was baptized into the cross of Jesus Christ and raised up into his resurrection? Do you know that we live out our baptismal experience until the day we go before the Lord? Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Since it was the day of preparation, the Jews did not want the bodies left on the cross during the Sabbath, especially because the Sabbath was a great day of solemnity. It was not only the Sabbath, it was the Passover. So they asked Pilate to have the legs of the crucified men broken and the bodies removed, and the legs of the first and the legs of the other who had been crucified with him were broken. But when they came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead, and they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once blood and water came out. This represents the Eucharist, the blood. The water represents baptism. Oh, yes. Blood and water came out. Oh, yes, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. He who saw this also testified that you also may believe. Why is John writing this? So that you and I may believe. That's why we tell people to start with the Gospel of John, because it's written so that you may believe. His testimony is true, and he knows that he tells the truth. These things occurred so that the scripture might be fulfilled. None of his bones shall be broken. And again, another passage of scripture says, they will look on the one whom they have pierced. None of his bones will be broken. He was the Paschal Lamb. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Where? On the cross, through his burial, and through his resurrection. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, though a secret one, because he was afraid of his brothers and sisters, the Jews, he asked Pilate to let him take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission. Do you give the Lord permission today over your day? Do you give the Lord permission today over your day? Pilate gave permission to Joseph of Arimathea. Nicodemus, who had first come to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped with spices in linen cloths, according to the burial custom of the Jews. Now there was a garden in the place where he was crucified, and in the garden there was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. And so, because it was the Jewish day of preparation of Passover, and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there. Do you know that poor Jesus even was laid in a borrowed tomb? No one had ever been laid in that tomb before, but Jesus was laid in a borrowed tomb. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Do you realize that Jesus died for you? Do you know the love that he has for you on the cross, in his burial, and in his resurrection? Do you know these things in your heart? Repent, get to confession, and give your life to Jesus Christ. Repent, get to confession, and give your life to Jesus Christ. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.